A week before a key vote by EU environment ministers on tightening GMO cultivation rules, leading Czech scientists have called on European politicians to start a rational debate on the future of genetically modified plants, claiming that GMOs are safe both for consumers and the environment. Czech experts would like to see the European Union embrace a more liberal attitude towards biotech crops. Jan Richter has more.
After France suspended commercial cultivation of genetically modified maize last November, the Czech Republic became the European Union's second largest producer of biotech corn after Spain. At a press briefing in Prague on Thursday, leading Czech scientists in the field of agricultural biotechnologies called for a rational debate on the issue and for more liberal EU policies on GMO in general. Jaroslav Drobník, a professor of biotechnology at Prague's Charles University, says the EU rules on biotech plants are the strictest in the world.
Politicians in Brussels follow the concern of voters, not the rational arguments. I'm very curious how the voting on the 5th of June will come out. The voting is the picture about the people, about the citizen concern, never about the rational arguments for and against.
Mr. Drobník and his colleagues believe that genetically modified crops are safe and are in fact better for the environment than conventional plants, as they require smaller amounts of pesticides and herbicides. This makes them cheaper, while at the same time their yields are higher because fewer plants get damaged by pests. František Sehnal, the head of the Czech Academy of Sciences Biological Center, even says that genetically modified plants could be the answer to the world food crisis.
The cost of foodstuffs is increasing very, very fast in the recent years. The number of people who depend on imports of food is also increasing, so that we have to increase production, and at the same time, the acreage of arable land is decreasing. At the same time, the price of fuels is increasing. At the same time, we have higher requirements on environmental safety. We want to use less pesticides. What can we do? We have to produce more productive crops. And the best way how to do it, the fastest way, the only possible way today, is genetic modification.
Magdalena Klimovičová is an advisor for Greenpeace Czech Republic on GMO-related issues. She says that Czech scientists grossly underestimate the risks of biotech crops for the environment, and she also thinks that the European Union should not change its strict GMO rules.
I do believe that Europe will be a certain model of very sustainable practice in agriculture. It's hard to predict what will happen in 20 years, but as for the way how Europeans are and how they are very picky about the food quality and the quality of life, we believe that the future lays in organic and sustainable farming.
The official Czech position on GMO cultivation rules is to be determined next week at a meeting of Czech experts and ministry officials.
Jan Richter with